Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Executor's Guide Settling a Loved One's Estate or Trust by Mary Randolph, J.D. UP is a practical legal handbook aimed at people who have been named as executors, trustees, or estate representatives after a death. Written in a clear, non-technical style, it explains how to move through the complicated tasks that follow the loss of a family member or other loved one. The book belongs to the do-it-yourself legal guide tradition associated with NOLO, and its purpose is to translate probate and estate administration into workable steps for non-lawyers, rather than focusing on theory. It concentrates on the sequence of duties an ordinary person is likely to face securing property, understanding the will or the absence of one, dealing with creditors, filing taxes, and transferring assets. It also includes state-specific guidance and coverage of non-probate transfers, which makes it especially useful in the United States. The overall design is to reduce confusion, help readers prioritize urgent tasks, and show when professional help may still be necessary. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a step-by-step roadmap for the first weeks after death. One of the book's central strengths is its practical sequencing of early duties. Estate administration can feel overwhelming because many tasks appear urgent at once, but the guide separates immediate actions from those that can wait. It covers the first steps an executor or trustee should take, including locating key documents, identifying responsible institutions, and understanding what needs protection right away. This matters because the opening phase often determines whether assets are preserved smoothly or become harder to manage later. By presenting the work in stages, the book lowers the barrier for readers with no legal background and gives them a way to organize both paperwork and priorities. The emphasis on the first week and first month is especially useful because that is when family members are still grieving and may be uncertain about formal obligations. The guide structure helps replace guesswork with a practical order of operations, which is more valuable than abstract legal explanation in this context. Secondly, plain language explanation of wills, intestacy, and estate duties. The book makes the legal core of estate settlement understandable by translating technical terms into everyday language. Readers are shown how to read a will, what to do if there is no will, and how those differences affect the executor's authority and obligations. That distinction is essential because many of the hardest decisions in estate administration depend on whether the deceased left instructions that legally control distribution. The guide also explains common terms and procedures that usually intimidate first-time personal representatives, such as probate, administrators, beneficiaries, and court filings. Its value lies not just in definitions, but in the way it connects terminology to action. A reader does not merely learn what a probate court is. They learn why the court matters, when it becomes involved, and what information the executor needs to assemble. This practical interpretation is what makes the book effective for non-lawyers. It does not assume legal training, but it also does not oversimplify the responsibilities involved in handling another person's affairs. Thirdly, probate, small estates, and property that passes outside court, a major theme of the book is helping readers determine whether probate is necessary at all. That is important because many people assume every asset must go through court, when in reality, some property transfers by operation of law or through beneficiary designations. The guide covers joint tenancy, survivorship property, payable on death accounts, retirement plan transfers, and small estate procedures, all of which can reduce delay and expense. It also explains the regular probate process for assets that do require court supervision. This comparison is one of the book's most useful contributions, because it shows readers where the system is flexible and where formal administration is unavoidable. In practice, that means the executor can avoid unnecessary work on assets that already have a direct transfer mechanism while focusing attention on the property that truly belongs in the Cervec estate. The book's treatment of non-probate transfers is especially important for families trying to settle matters efficiently. Since a misunderstanding about account ownership can cause avoidable conflict or delay, fourthly, managing bills, taxes, and other financial responsibilities with care, the guide gives substantial attention to the financial side of estate administration, which is often the most error-prone part of the job. Executors must identify assets, keep records, handle ongoing bills, and make sure the estate meets tax obligations before distribution. The book explains that these tasks are not simply administrative chores, but legal responsibilities that can affect beneficiaries and creditors alike. That framing matters because a personal representative who pays the wrong claims, misses deadlines, or distributes assets too early may create avoidable problems. The book's practical approach helps readers see which obligations are routine and which situations deserve professional assistance. It also covers related matters such as claiming life insurance, Social Security, and other benefits, which often provide needed liquidity during a difficult time. By putting bills, taxes, and benefits in the same framework, the guide reflects the reality that estate settlement is a financial process as much as a legal one. This makes the book especially useful for readers who need both procedural guidance and a sense of fiscal order. Lastly, handling family dynamics, trusts, and outside professional help, the Executor's Guide recognizes that estate work is rarely purely technical. Family disagreement, emotional stress, and uncertainty about responsibility often shape how well the process goes. The book addresses dealing with family members directly, which is important because executors may need to explain decisions, manage expectations, and prevent conflict over property or timing. It also covers simple trusts and clarifies when a trust may be manageable without legal escalation and when it is wiser to consult an attorney. That distinction is valuable because many do-it-yourself guys either oversell independence or assume every trust is too complicated for laypeople. This book takes a more balanced position. It supports self-education while acknowledging limits. It also discusses working with lawyers, appraisers, accountants, and other experts, which reflects the fact that executors often need help with valuation, tax questions, or court procedure. The result is a realistic model of estate administration, one that combines independence with appropriate professional support, rather than treating them as opposites. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who have been named executor, trustee, or personal representative and need a dependable guide through the practical and legal tasks that follow a death. It is also valuable for people who want to understand estate planning in advance, so they can reduce confusion later for their families. Its main benefit is that it turns a complicated process into a sequence of manageable decisions, making it easier to handle documents, assets, court requirements, taxes, and family communication without losing track of priorities. It is not just a broad overview, and it is not written only for lawyers. Instead, it occupies the useful middle ground between legal reference and practical handbook. Readers who want a structured, realistic view of probate and trust settlement will find it especially strong because it explains what the job involves, where common mistakes occur, and when outside expertise becomes necessary. In that sense, it is both a working manual and a confidence-building reference for a difficult responsibility. If you would like to support Mary Randolph JD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.